بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الدرس الحادي عشر، the 11th lesson. This is the second recording for the 11th lesson. The first recording preceded this one, and that contained an explanation of the main rules of this lesson and answers to the exercises that are following the passage and text of this lesson. This recording will be a reading of the passage of this lesson, which consists of a few paragraphs, along with an explanation of that, and then a rereading again in Arabic only. The purpose of this recording is to keep it small so that you can listen to it a few times to familiarize yourself to this passage, because this passage is like a recap of all the rules, or the major rules we have done so far in the last 10 lessons. And these up to now, up to here, the first 10 lessons, including this one, they form the basis of what is to come hereafter in the rest of level 1 Tadribat book. Therefore, it's important that you listen to this a few times and familiarize yourself with this, and see if you can make a passage like this about your own home as well. The passage, it reads like this, and along with that will be a brief explanation. As I said, since it's a recap of the rules done before, I won't go in depth about this, because these rules, we have done them already before. Bayti, the title in Arabic is Unwan. Al-Unwanu, the title is Bayti. Bayti is mudaf ilayh, meaning house of mine, my house. Hadha Bayti, this is my house. بيتي أمام المسجد. My house is in front of the masjid. أمام is the ظرف, which describes the position of something, and therefore it, as a default, it ends always with a fatha, and that is مضاف, and المسجد is مضاف إليه, therefore it ends with a كسرة. بيتي أمام المسجد. بيتي جميل. بيتي is again مضاف بيت, and مضاف إليه is the ضمير pronoun for me, which is ya. Bayti, house of mine. Jamilun is beautiful. Bayti is mubtada. Jamilun is the khabar. Bayti jamilun. Fihi hadiqatun saghiratun. Fihi, in it, hadiqatun saghiratun, is a small park or backyard. Hadiqatun is man'ut, the word being described by the adjective, and the word being described man'ut is mu'annath, had a ta marbuta at the end. Therefore, its adjective, the na'at, here it is saghiratun, also has to be mu'annath, feminine, just like the word it's describing is mu'annath, feminine. So both of them are feminine, both of them have the same sign, which here is dhamma, and both of them have either al or do not have al. In this case, neither of them have al. Fihi hadiqatun saghiratun. Na'at and man'ut, adjectives. هذه غرفتي, this is my room. فيها نافذة كبيرة, in it is a big window, a large window. ومروحة جميلة, and a beautiful fan. Both of these, نافذة كبيرة, مروحة جميلة, are na'at and man'ut, they are adjectives. Kabiratun is adjective, jamilatun is adjective, and the adjective must be the same as the word it is describing in three respects. Both of them either mudhakkar or mu'annath, male or female. Both of them either have a ma'rifa with alif lam, or both of them a nakira. In this case, they're both nakira. Thirdly, both of them should have the same sign, either dhamma or fatha or kasra. In this case, they both have dhamma. هذا سريري, this is bed of mine. مضاف مضاف إليه سريري. هذا is مبتدا, سريري is خبر. هذا سريري, وهذا كرسيي, وهذا مكتبي. This is my bed, and this is my chair, and this is my desk. ساعتي وقلمي وكتابي على المكتبي. على المكتب, على is حرف الجر, and المكتب is called اسم مجرور. It is a noun that is مجرور. مجرور meaning it has a كسرة. Why does it have كسرة? Because of the حرف الجر على before it. على المكتب are جار and مجرور. Ala is harf al jar. Al maktabi is majrur, meaning it has kasra at the end of it. On the desk. Sa'ati wa qalami wa kitabi ala al maktabi. Sa'ati mudaf mudaf ilay. Watch of mine. Wa and qalami, pen of mine or my pen. Wa kitabi, my book. My watch and my pen and my book are on the desk. Wa haqibati tahta al maktabi. Haqibati, bag of mine, mudaf mudaf ilay, and that's the mubtada. Haqibati, my bag is tahta al maktabi, under the desk. Tahta again is a dharf, describes the position of something with respect to something, just like amama. So tahta means underneath, and any dharf, it finishes as a default, it finishes with a fatha, and it is mudaf, and the word after it is mudaf ilay. And مضاف إليه is مجرور, ends with a كسرة. وحقيبتي تحت المكتب. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. مفتوحة is the خبر. نافذة غرفتي is in place of مبتدا. نافذة the مبتدا, and the مبتدا always is مرفوع, meaning it has ضمة. So nafidhatu, and that is the mudaf, and ghurfa is mudaf ilay, window of the room. But the ghurfa mudaf ilay, it finishes with a kasra, but that itself is mudaf to a word after it, which is mudaf ilay to ghurfa. And the word after it, that is the second mudaf ilay, is the damir e for mine. So ghurfati, my room. Nafidhatu ghurfati, the window of the room of mine. The window of the room of mine, meaning my room window. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. مفتوحة is the خبر, and خبر is مرفوع. When you say a word is مرفوع, it means it has a ضمة. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. هذه غرفة أخي. هذه غرفة أخي. This is the room of my brother. غرفة أخي, the room of my brother. أخي is مضاف مضاف إليه, meaning my brother. غرفة is room. غرفة أخي is room of brother of mine. Room of brother of mine. So here we have مضاف مضاف إليه, and the مضاف إليه أخ is itself مضاف to the word after it, which is مضاف إليه إي. هذه غرفة أخي. This is the room of my brother. وتلك غرفة أختي. And that is the room of my sister. هذه is مبتدا, غرفة is خبر. هذه غرفة أخي. And خبر always is مرفوع, therefore غرفة has ضمة. هذه غرفة أخي. وتلك غرفة أختي. غرفة أخي كبيرة. غرفة أخي كبيرة. وغرفة أختي صغيرة. These are two different sentences. غرفة أخي كبيرة is one sentence. Where is the مبتدا and where is the خبر? They both should be مرفوع, meaning they both should have ضمة. The مبتدا is غرفة and the خبر is كبيرة. غرفة أخي كبيرة. أخي is مضاف إليه to the مبتدا غرفة. غرفة أخي كبيرة. The room of my brother is large. وغرفة أختي صغيرة, and the room of my sister is small. غرفة أختي صغيرة. غرفة finishes with a ta مربوطة for feminine, and the خبر صغير. Instead of صغير, we make it صغيرة, because the خبر should be مؤنث if the مبتدا is مؤنث. غرفة is مؤنث, feminine, therefore the خبر in the news about it should also be مؤنث. وغرفة أختي صغيرة, and the room of my sister is small. غرفة أخي أمام غرفتي. The room of my brother, أمام غرفتي, is in front of my room. غرفة أخي, غرفة is مبتدا, غرف and أخي is مضاف إليه to that. غرفة أخي أمام غرفتي. أمام is خبر. أمام غرفتي, in front of my room. Now you might ask, if أمام is the خبر, then how come it does not, it's not marfu with a dhamma? The reason for that is amama is in place of khabar. I won't go into the technical part of it because it would take a long time. Just suffice to say here that amam is a dharf, and dharf as a default ends with a fatha and not a dhamma. Therefore, amama ghurfati with a fatha. Amama is mansub. Mansub means a name that ends with a fatha. Remember, marfu' is a name that ends with a dhamma. Majroor is a name that ends with a kasra, usually comes after harf al-jar or a mudaf. And mansub is a name that ends with fatha. Amama ghurfati, amama is mansub, and the mansub is shown by the sign of fatha. غُرْفَةُ أَخِي أَمَامَ غُرْفَتِي. The room of my brother is in front of my room. وَغُرْفَةُ أُخْتِي أَمَامَ الْمَطْبَخِ. And the room of my sister is أَمَامَ الْمَطْبَخِ, in front of the kitchen. أَمَامَ means in front of. And again, أَمَامَ الْمَطْبَخِ is in the domain of خَبَر. But أَمَامَ is mansub, and its sign is fatha because it is a dharf, and all dharf as a default end in fatha. Wa ghurfatu ukhti, and the room of my sister, amama al-matbakhi, is in front of the kitchen. Li akhun wahidun ismuhu usamatu wa li ukhtun wahidatun ismuha suadu. Li akhun wahidun means belonging to me is a brother. I have one brother. Li akhun wahidun. Akhun wahidun is na'at and man'ut. Wahidun is na'at, akhun is man'ut. Li akhun wahidun ismuhu usamatu. His name is usamatu. Ismuhu mudaf mudaf ilayh. And who is the damir pronoun for him? What is it going back to, referring to? It is referring to akhun. The name of the brother is Usama. وَلِي أُخْتٌ وَاحِدَةٌ, and I have one sister, إِسْمُهَا سُعَادُ. أُخْتٌ is مُؤَنَّث, therefore its نَعَت adjective, وَاحِدٌ would become مُؤَنَّث with a ta at the end, وَاحِدَةٌ. وَلِي أُخْتٌ وَاحِدَةٌ إِسْمُهَا. إِسْمُهَا, هَا is the ضمير pronoun for feminine, her. What is هَا referring to? It's going back and referring to أُخْتٌ. Ismuha, the name of her is Su'adu, is Su'ad. Abi wa ummi fi tilka al-ghurfati al-kabirati. Abi is mudaf mudaf ilayh, meaning my father. Wa ummi, my mother. Fi harf al-jar. Tilka is ism ishara lil-ba'id for mu'annath. Tilka is a pointer for distant, to do with feminine objects or people. Tilka al-ghurfa. Fi makes tilka be in place of a word that is majroor, ending with kasra. But because tilka is a ism mabni, its ending never changes. But it is in domain or place of a word which should have had kasra. Therefore, al-ghurfa that comes after tilka, al-ghurfa is badal, it's a substitute for tilka. It is simply adding more information about tilka. It is a badal. So the badal takes the same sign as the word that it is substituting for, which is tilka. As the word that it is giving extra information about, which is tilka. So tilka is in place of a word that is majroor with kasra. Therefore, al-ghurfa will have kasra. And all of this is because of the harf al-jar fi, which comes before tilka. So I say fi tilka al-ghurfati. Abi wa ummi fi tilka al-ghurfati. Now al-kabira is the adjective for al-ghurfa. Al-kabira is the na'at, al-ghurfa is the man'ut. So they both should be the same in having al or not having al. And you see they both have al. They both should be the same in being mudhakkar, masculine, or feminine, mu'annath. And here they are both mu'annath. And they both should be the same in the sign that they have, which is dhamma for marfu' or fatha for mansub word or kasra for majroor word. Here al-ghurfa is majroor with a kasra. Why? Because of the fi. So since al-ghurfati, therefore al-kabirati, the adjective al-kabira should be with a kasra, just like al-ghurfa. So we say أبي وأمي في تلك الغرفة الكبيرة. My father and my mother are in that large room. All this terminology of مرفوع منصوب and مجرور, you do not need to know it at this stage. It's simply for you to get some exposure to this terminology and without actually making yourself be overwhelmed with these words. So it's just for familiarity and not to be overwhelmed with them. أنا أحب أبي وأمي. أنا means I. أحب is فعل مضارع. Remember from this explanation of this lesson, أحب فعل مضارع meaning I love. أنا أحب, I love أبي, my father, وأمي, my mother. I love my father and my mother. أبي وأمي, أبي is مفعول به, meaning that is who the action of the verb is done upon or to. What is the action of the verb to love? Meaning I love, and that action is done to my father, and that is maf'ulun bihi. So maf'ulun bihi should be mansub and have a fatha at the end. So ab has a fatha at the end, but it does not show up here because of the e, the damir e that follows immediately after. So if you're trying to pronounce e, the fatha needs to disappear in pronunciation. So you say ana uhibbu abi wa ummi. وأحب أخي وأختي, and I love my brother and my sister. So this is the passage, and I mentioned words such as مبتدا خبر مضاف مضاف إليه and بدل and نعت منعوت. Why? So that أنحر أنجار مجرور and مرفوع and منسوب and مجرور, for you to be familiar with this terminology, not to actually fully grasp and understand and remember every bit of it. That will come in its own time later on, inshallah. Now it is just to give you some exposure at this stage, such that it's not too much overwhelming later on. I'll read the passage one more time, and I would recommend you to listen to the passage being read number of times and to read it yourself and consider these rules that I just mentioned earlier. Reading the passage again, the عنوان, the title is بيتي, my house. هذا بيتي. بيتي أمام المسجد. بيتي جميل. فيه حديقة صغيرة. The sentence again. هذا بيتي. بيتي أمام المسجد. Picture this as you read and imagine it, and see if you can do something similar about your own house. هذا بيتي. بيتي أمام المسجد. بيتي جميل. فيه حديقة صغيرة. هذه غرفتي. فيها نافذة كبيرة ومروحة جميلة. هذه غرفتي. فيها نافذة كبيرة ومروحة جميلة. هذا سريري. وهذا كرسيي. وهذا مكتبي. Imagine all of these and the room with all these contents in it. ساعتي وقلمي وكتابي على المكتب. وحقيبتي تحت المكتب. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. Reading this paragraph again. In fact, from the beginning, هذا بيتي. بيتي أمام المسجد. بيتي جميل. فيه حديقة صغيرة. هذه غرفتي. فيها نافذة كبيرة ومروحة جميلة. هذا سريري. وهذا كرسيي. وهذا مكتبي. ساعتي وقلمي وكتابي على المكتب. وحقيبتي تحت المكتب. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. هذه غرفة أخي وتلك غرفة أختي. غرفة أخي كبيرة وغرفة أختي صغيرة. غرفة أخي أمام غرفتي وغرفة أختي أمام المطبخ. Reading this paragraph again. هذه غرفة أخي وتلك غرفة أختي. غرفة أخي كبيرة وغرفة أختي صغيرة. غرفة أخي أمام غرفتي وغرفة أختي أمام المطبخ. لي أخ واحد اسمه أسامة، لي أخ واحد اسمه أسامة، ولي أخت واحدة اسمها سعاد. لي أخ واحد اسمه أسامة، ولي أخت واحدة اسمها سعاد. أبي وأمي في تلك الغرفة الكبيرة، أبي وأمي في تلك الغرفة الكبيرة. أنا أحب أبي وأمي وأحب أخي وأختي، أنا أحب أبي وأمي وأحب أخي وأختي. So this was the passage. Read it to yourself and listen to it as well and try to picture what is being conveyed in this passage about my house. And if you can do that, it would help you to do something similar about yourself. And not only that, but to start to picture the Arabic directly in Arabic in your mind instead of having to translate it. So again, as I mentioned, picture this as you read in the original Arabic as it comes. I'll read this one last time before I stop this, and as I'm reading it, you, and when you read it too, picture the my house the way it is set out in your mind each sentence as we read it. بيتي هذا بيتي بيتي أمام المسجد. بيتي جميل فيه حديقة صغيرة. هذه غرفتي فيها نافذة كبيرة ومروحة جميلة. هذا سريري وهذا كرسيي وهذا مكتبي. ساعتي وقلمي وكتابي على المكتب، وحقيبتي تحت المكتب. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. هذه غرفة أخي وتلك غرفة أختي. غرفة أخي كبيرة وغرفة أختي صغيرة. غرفة أخي أمام غرفتي وغرفة أختي أمام المطبخ. لي أخ واحد اسمه أسامة، ولي أخت واحدة اسمها سعاد. أبي وأمي في تلك الغرفة الكبيرة. أنا أحب أبي وأمي وأحب أخي وأختي. This passage, as I said, is very important, and I would recommend you to listen to it a few times, read it a few times, try to make similar passages yourself, and this so far recaps what we've done in the last 10 lessons, and the rest of the lessons in this book, if you notice them hereafter, they're actually building upon the foundation that has already been laid down. Therefore, up till here, it is quite important. I especially advise you to go back to the past tense verbs at the end of lesson 10, some of which the audio is yet to come and will come soon. And in the end, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa lillahi alhamdu, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah.